So now is our time to do some meditation, otherwise known as chilling out. And what a wonderful day to chill out. It might be hot outside, but you can always keep it cool inside. It's called Buddhist climate control. So when it's cold, you keep a warm heart. And when it's hot, a cool head. Buddhist climate control. And to get a cool head, it means we learn not to worry about things. And learn to let go of the past, not be concerned about the future. In this moment, relaxed to the max. And thereby, we lower our metabolism. And so we literally do feel cooler. So, starting just with being aware of your body. Sometimes my attention is outside, telling jokes, doing admin, answering emails. But now, it's totally on my body. And I start with looking at my legs. Because I ignore my body a lot because of other things to do, I ask my legs, are you happy down there? Do you need to be adjusted? It's like you would ask a dear friend if they're comfortable when they come and visit you. Is there something you need? I do that to parts of my own body. As soon as I ask my legs, how are you? I get an answer. I've established a connection there. Mindfulness. And then I go to add some kindness, compassion. It's not I'm just asking how you are. I care about your legs. Do you really need to be adjusted? If so, I'll do that. And that kindfulness means your legs can get into the optimum position for your meditation. And I ask my butt, do you need to be fidgeted on top of the cushion, the chair, or the stool? How are you? I don't mess around with these. I really am aware of my butt right now and how it feels. And making sure that everything is okay. Once I'm satisfied that that part of my body is comfortable, I go to my back. Huge area, but I just generally ask back, how are you? And so my focus of attention is just on that area, from the bottom of my waist up to my shoulders, making sure it's in a good position. And just caring for it. And then once my back is comfortable, again I do check my shoulders to make sure that they're really loose. Because they do create some very severe pain sometimes. Relaxing them to the max. Then going down the arms, past the elbows, to the wrists and the hands. Ensuring that everything is comfortable. And being willing to move if necessary. When I move carefully. I just check where I've moved to, does that make things more comfortable or worse? Because your mindfulness gives you feedback. So after many years of meditation, you really get to know your body and how to keep it comfortable. And then I go back to my neck to make sure my head is well balanced. And if there's any irritation from allergies, hay fever, colds, I learn how to relax my throat. It's amazing what you can do when you zoom in with your mindfulness. And then you try this, you try that. A lot of times I don't do anything physical, just change my attitude. Instead of negativity or fear, I start to use kindness in this moment with care. And that takes away a lot of the irritations. Then I go up to my face. Only focusing there because I know that that's where a lot of the emotions inside are displayed by the way your facial muscles expand, contract. That's why you can read a person is angry or afraid by just how they look. So I'm aware of all those muscles around my eyes and my mouth, and I deliberately learn how to relax them. Take away the tension so that nothing is being pulled or stretched or squashed. Everything feels loose. And free. Once my face is relaxed, then I'm aware of my whole body. It's almost like I now look at it as one unit, sitting here. Each part relaxed to the max. Until I feel this body is so relaxed, it starts to feel delightful. The joy of physical ease. I'm not tensed up against anything. It's like I'm on holiday. It's like I've just been in a hot bath or had a deep massage. Now everything is just so loose and free and soft. just enjoying a relaxed body. Then I go on to my mind, my emotional world. First of all, asking about my peaceometer. How peaceful am I? From 1 to 10, give it a number, like a thermometer, a speedometer, your peaceometer. 1 means really peaceful, 10 means quite agitated. What number would you give your peaceometer? Now we see what's necessary to lower that number closer to peace. What makes you more relaxed? What makes you more tense? As I get more peaceful, there comes a time, for me, my breath just appears. There's nothing else to watch. Just this movement of air into my body and out again. Just takes over as my meditation object. Just being aware of the breath happening now. Breathing in. Being aware of it as it goes out. To make it more interesting, breathing in peace. And breathing out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Or you can change it. So breathing in cool. Breathing out heat, breathing in cool, breathing out heat. Experiment and see that these things actually work. Breathing in cool, breathing out heat. Getting close to the end of the meditation now. So how do you feel? How peaceful is your mind? And how relaxed is your body? The two go together. When your mind is peaceful, your body's relaxed. Temperature doesn't bother you. You are cool inside and out. So I'll now ring the gong three times. At the end of the third ringing of the gong, please come out for your meditation. Very good.